So you're a representative of a community from Papua New Guinea.
Yes. I represent a human rights organization. Basically,
what is the organization?
Akali Tange. And we basically document a number of killings that have been occurring at the mine site engaged by barrack security guards, who are company employees, and a number of women have been raped, and more than over 2,000 indigenous people have been arbitrarily detained by. We have been making a lot of noise on that and making our issues out. At the same time, we have been amalgamated or formed an alliance with the landowners, calling the Pogra Alliance, which I'm representing them here now, asking them for a fair and equitable compensation and resettlement of people living around the mine site, which the issues have been existing for some time. And what Barrick is doing now is engaging the Papua New Guinea government to introduce a state of emergency, what I'm talking here, to burning down houses, and instead of fairly placing those people in a fair and equitable manner, in a sustainable manner, what Barrick is going about or doing is going about displacing them by burning down their houses and destroying their food gardens and villages, which is unfair at this moment.
Do the security guards carry this out? Does the security
yes, company do this? Yes. Those are including security guards and company, regular police from the Papua New Guinea Royal Constabulary and the military operation that is being conducted now.
Can you name the security company?
The security company is those are barrack employees security from the mine. So there's no contract security engagement, but company employees, who are about 400 securities engaged year in, year out. So that has been an ongoing issue for a long, long time.